Get ready, America. We have identified the next battleground for your financial future and security. And they're telling us in their own words. And who are they? Larry Fink from BlackRock. And you're not going to like what I'm going to tell you, but these are his words, not mine. And we catch him in one false statement here that really unveils the whole situation. They're coming for your retirement and pension, they're coming for your savings. We've told you one strategy for getting your savings that's already in play in America. We'll review it, and then we're going to get into the new stuff right here on the Common Sense Show. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host. We're the show freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Well, Bitcoin is exploding. It has gone from less than 60,000 in just over a year to a high of 111,000. Some people say it's going to 300,000, maybe even a million in 5 years. This is the next development in terms of what's going to create many, many millionaires. And leading the way is My Digital Money. I've been working with them for years. Fantastic operation. No pressure, just facts, no hype, just opportunity. Go to mydigitalmoney.com. That's mydigitalmoney.com. Well, red alert, red alert. Larry Fink has said, and I quote, "It is time for a second draft of globalization." And he admits, because remember, every falsehood always starts with the truth. He admits globalization is contributing to extreme wealth inequality. True statement. It's come to this country as well. It's much worse around the world. But listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. He said, the present economy is not working. And I would have to say, au contraire, mon frère, didn't we just balance the budget for the first time in decades in June? So that's a false statement. What is happening with tariffs, which is nationalistic, and he hates it, BlackRock hates it. The international bankers hate it. But what's happened is now the national economy is balanced. We'll be interested to see what happened in July. But this is absolutely fantastic. And these people don't like it because they want dependence. They want the debt to control nations, which controls people. It's that simple. It's a shell game, it's about power. All right, let's get down to what he wants to do. But before, let me remind you of what I told you about before. In the EU, and there's practices like this with organizations like Bank of America, in the EU, Ursula Andress said that we just can't have your inactive savings sit around doing nothing. Well, wait a minute, Ursula. This is why you have savings. You're setting aside for the rainy day or the next generation. It's none of your business what people want to do with saving their money. But she said, we're going to take that untapped over $1 trillion and we're going to put it to work. We're going to invest it for these people. Bank of America says if you've not been active in a certain amount of time, and that number keeps changing, right? They said that we can confiscate that savings. Now, under Dodd-Frank 2010 and under the UCC Code Section 8, they can do that at any time they so choose. These are the chest pains before the heart attack, to use the metaphor. Now, what Larry Fink is proposing should cause concern for every single American out there. What Larry Fink has said that we want to take pensions and savings and invest it. He said the way to create wealth equality is to make people investors. Gee, guess who gets to manage the investments? That's right. The biggest asset manager in the world is BlackRock. They by themselves control 75% of all asset management in the United States. When you add in their friends at State Street and Vanguard, it's over 90%. But they want the whole enchilada. This is the next battleground. Most people don't understand how money works. The schools don't teach you. They teach you the, well, I don't know what you call it, the principles of economics, macro, micro, supply and demand, but they don't explain how debt controls people. Okay, they don't, you don't understand things like credit swap derivatives. Has to be explained in very simple terms, and not because people are stupid, but because they've never been taught this. And I believe that the bankers here are betting on your ignorance, that you'll just sit there while they put pressure on government to give them what they want, which is your money, to do what they will. And people say, Dave, why are you so big into crypto and gold and silver? Because they can't take that. Not unless they're going for physical outright confiscation. That brings on a whole different set of dynamics. But they can't take that from you. That's why I opened up here with a word from our friends at My Digital Money. Don, you got to let them have your money. The worst thing you can do right now is if you're in a business deal, and let's say you close the deal for six figures, yeah, 100,000. And you put it all in the bank, go, it'll be safe there. Well, no, it won't. The FDIC has 1.1% of the money on hand to cover all deposits. So if you had bank failures that were widespread and catastrophic, you don't have any protection. That's a fact. What's also a fact is Larry Fink tends to get what he wants. And he's betting that you're not going to figure this out. I'm going to use OPM, and that's a principle in real estate. Other people's money. You put together a limited partnership, you're one tenth of nine other people, and you go out and you start buying homes for investment purposes. Okay? He wants to use OPM, your money, for him to make more money, and he can go as high risk as he wants because if he loses, he doesn't lose his money, he loses your money. Hands off the pensions, hands off your savings. This has to become a battle cry because all politicians will take the path of least resistance. We need to spread the awareness of this. And if what Larry Fink is saying here, quote, it's time for a second draft of globalization, and he goes on to detail what I've told you. Let's just say he abandons that plan. Okay, fine. We've stopped it from happening the next time and the next time. They're not going to be happy, in my humble opinion, until they have everything. And you need to share this information far and wide. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. It's really good to be with you. And we have Sarah Westall with us. We're going to be talking about brainwashing, mind control, the media, the whole nine yards, and what's going on. And this is such an important topic, people, that most people, well, I just read this the other day. By 2025, the end of 2025, we are going to have 95% of the internet controlled by AI, and they're building their algorithms based on you. So they start you out at one level. The next level is a lie, a bigger lie, a bigger lie. And then pretty soon, William Casey's ex-CIA director, famous quote, in which he said, when the people believe everything we say and everything we say is a lie, then we have done our job. And this is what we're going to be getting into today and some other things too. But before we do, what is it? Corporate deposits on bank accounts are down 50% this quarter. I think maybe you had to think about parallel strategy. If your retirement's in the bank, I'm going to say two words: Dodd-Frank of 2010, which means you're an insecure creditor, means that you don't own your money when you put it in the bank. They can keep it. The only reason they haven't so far is they want you to keep putting more in,
But when they begin to fail, bye-bye, there goes your retirement. Well, Noble Gold can transfer your retirement under their control to your control and back it with gold, which has held its value for 6,000 years. And you're crazy if you don't do it. I've been an advertiser for 6.5 years. I've been a customer of Noble Gold for 6 years. You go, that's pretty long. Yeah, I trust them. I sleep better at night knowing I'm going to have a retirement. You can do the same thing with your bank account too, because that's going to be gone one day soon too. And if they go CBDC, you're outside the system. So how do you get your information? Go to DaveHodgesGold.com and I'll send you a free information packet, DaveHodgesGold.com. Or if you feel the urgency of the hour, call 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. And the federal government, unlike with Sam Bankman-Fried, they want me to give you a warning. We're happy to do that. Anytime you do any kind of investment, there's a risk, and past performance is not indicative of future expectations. We agree with that warning. Unfortunately, it's not equally applied. So anyway, having said that, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. We're going to have a great show with our friend Sarah. And Sarah, I can't wait to get started on this because right now the people are waking up and they're pulling out all the stops that they can pull out to keep us in the dark.
It's over the top. You know, the
Yeah.
more you see, the more they are just pulling out all the stops. And I think that the low tech version, you know, I suppose AI is a high tech version, but we're going to talk about frequency later. That's the
Sure.
high tech version. The low tech, if you will, just the controlling the information that you see and then pumping back information that they know will manipulate you on an individual level. Wow, is that starting to be over the top? And because the average person is so easily manipulated and aren't aware, it's working in a lot of cases. And even the
Yeah.
people who think they're aware or are trying to, they're being manipulated too. I mean, look how much people are following. I'm sorry, but X is not any better with censorship than it was before Elon Musk took it over. It's just changed. And they've figured out another way to market and sell it. Maybe he's legit. I don't know. I'm not going to go there because I don't know. But I can tell you that the red flags are up all over the place on this thing. And they are doing behavior modification and figuring out how to modify people's what they see, what they believe. And they have instantaneous feedback loops with, like you said, with AI, because they are creating this big language model to figure out how to manipulate different people. And that's all in the works. And we've already seen it. I talked about the Epstein, who is not the Epstein guy that that did all the raping and stuff, but the Epstein character that has been doing extensive research on the internet, and he has his PhD at Harvard on psychology. Not that Harvard's this great institution, but you know, he's studied this his whole life, and he did a study at on Twitter in Australia. And what they did is they figured out how to feed misinformation for a campaign. And 97% of the people didn't even realize they were seeing misinformation, and it affected something like 90%. I don't remember off the top of my
Really?
head, but 90% of how they were going to vote, it affected them. So you can just sway the elections based on the misinformation that you fed off Twitter. That's an amazing study that he did. It's a definitive one. It was double blind. They did all the things to make the study legit.
Right.
And yeah, it's scary because that's how much people just don't realize what they're being fed.
Well, I can tell you this. It's called first order, second order thinking. And this is how AI is doing it. And I actually taught how you propagandize people like 30 years ago. And what you do is you start out, it's a sunny day. Yeah, it's pretty sunny. And then the next statement is, it's a mostly sunny day. And most people will agree, even if there's a few clouds or almost no clouds in the sky, because the two statements are similar enough. Okay, it's partly cloudy. But what they do is they stair step you through the early stages of similarity to get your confidence in something. And A leads to B leads to C, and then C goes to F. And they're hoping they've got enough belief from you in that you'll make that jump. There was actually an experiment called the Solomon-Asch experiment, done in the 50s and repeated
That's right.
in 2010, where they showed how they could get people to purposely give a wrongful answer just because of the Confederates' answers ahead of them, designed to make them go along with groupthink.
The herd
So,
mentality is very strong.
exactly. So, this is how AI is doing it, but they're building their algorithms based on our preferences. That's how they're doing it. And everybody has an individual algorithm now.
Your own mental construct is being used against you.
Yes.
Yes, and they're becoming experts. They've been studying this forever, just like the Myers-Briggs, the study that you just when I did my mind control presentation at the False Flags Con Jim Fetzer's False Flags conference. Been doing three parts. This was my latest. And so I've been doing this for like 4 years now, where I did a documentary and then I've done different presentations on it, that each one takes it farther. And the one that I did recently, I played that last year too. But just to show the power of the herd mentality, there was two experiments that I showed. Another one where they were in a waiting room and they had somebody, when they did a clap, they'd stand up and then sit down.
Yeah.
And then they'd show how people, the guy, they bring in some guy, all the other people were actors, right? And then they bring in somebody who wasn't an actor, and then they do it, and the guy kind of look around like, what the heck, you guys are nuts, right? And then they'd slowly take people, the actors, out because they'd be called into the waiting room or called to be a patient, and then they'd replace them with people who weren't actors. And eventually, right, the initial person who wasn't an actor felt odd if they didn't do what everybody else in the room was doing, right? So then they do it. Next thing you know, it was all non-actors, and they were all doing it on their own, standing up with this clap. It was such a silly thing, but people will do silly things if they're conditioned to do it, because they want to be part of the herd. The herd mentality is so strong. There's something about a few of us, like that wouldn't work for me, because I'm not, something else probably would that I'm not aware of, but that those kinds of experiments, even like the Ash experiment with the what line was longer than the other, those kinds of things won't work for a person like me, because I don't care. I'm going to tell you what I see. But most people, the herd mentality is so strong that even a silly thing like clapping your hands and standing up
Yeah.
work, right? But what the Ash experiment showed is, when there's somebody who is willing to stand up and say, no, this is wrong, that ups the level of the confidence of the next person by exponentially, right? I mean, it's a huge difference if you get one person that agrees with you. And in that Ash experiment, they threw somebody in who agreed with them. Everybody else was going, and then they threw in an actor who would agree with the right answer. And it showed that, I don't remember, like 60 per the percentage
About
changed to,
60% of the people can be swayed, yeah.
yeah, that it ends up being, it switches from about 30% of the people can't be swayed to 60% can't be swayed by just throwing one person in there who will agree. And so that's how powerful just your one voice is for everybody else. That's what that experiment was trying to show, a
That's why they have
combination of things.
to stamp us out. See, I think the way they're doing the AI, though, creating the false reality by first and second order manipulation, is because they know that the people have awakened enough and they really can't influence the creators. So what they want to do is give the creators a false sense of a purpose and presence on the net. So you could see something from Dave Hodges next year, and it won't be for me at all.
What do you mean by that?
Okay, well, AI is taking over people's identities,
Oh, you're talking
potentially.
about the false identities and the
Exactly.
fakes, the deep fakes.
But people who will imitate Sarah Westall on Substack, it'll be AI doing it. And people think they're reading you, and they'll go, she's really softening her views on some things. And that'll be the kind of deal that we come up with.
Oh, I hope they don't do that. I know there's like eight fake accounts on Rumble with my same name and different variations.
You too? I got the same problem.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
so, I just really hope they don't implement that, or if there's a way that we can combat that stuff. But the voices like ours, where we're actually pointing things out, those experiments that you just brought up that we talked about, that proves that our voice can make a huge difference. That's why anybody out there in the audience, if you can just stand up to reality, you will make a difference.
Yeah, exactly. The there I think the best phrase I've thought of is this: if you can't beat them, join them. So they're joining us, but they're joining us to morph us to give us a different message than we ordinarily would.
And they don't have ex this much experience. This is a new thing for them. They haven't mastered it yet because we haven't had the internet on this level before. We haven't had this happening before. So they're trying something that they know works in small groups, but they don't know if it's going to work as much as they're hoping it will. I think that's, David Icke talking about this MAM, the what is it? Mainstream alternative media is what he calls it, which is exactly what's going on. I think it's that exactly what you do with your psychology background. It's so perfect because you're seeing that they're taking all these mainstream people, bringing them into the space, and then they're going to slowly bring us to this new reality. That's what's happening.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Yep.
That's exactly what's going on right now. I think that at the end of the day, they're attacking both ends of the issue. Like I said, the creator and morphing the message, but then influencing the belief system of the novice. Because I think they probably figure about 20% of the population has a fairly good idea of what's going on, 10% a lot, but there's 80% growing numbers that know something's wrong, and they want to get to those people to negate the brunt of what could be coming. Because once they start making you eat bugs and you can't travel and you don't have your own money control, people are going to rise up, but they got to get you to that point. And if you see it coming, you might resist, and they're trying to head off the resistance, I
And they're trying to
think.
quietly, what they're doing with the
Yeah.
censorship, banning people like us, they're trying to ban the weirdos, right? They're trying to make that look like they're, because there truly are ugly people on the internet, people who just are like, why are you even, what are you doing? They ban those, and the vast majority of the people don't care and actually applaud that. And then they quietly ban people like us who are just challenging the narrative, who are respectful to people who don't, we don't do all these things that they claim these other people are doing. We are just challenging authority and pointing out reality. We're the ASH experiment people who are saying, wait a minute, that's not true. This is really what it is. So they're quietly banning us while they're loudly banning the other people.
Well, I had no strikes. I got banned for, this is all I got for an explanation, dangerous conspiracy theories. So I'm thinking, okay, let's say I was talking about Kennedy, and I was at that time. So I'm saying the Kennedy assassination is not as it should be. So is it so dangerous that I'm going to inspire thousands of people to go kill a president? I mean, the logic doesn't even make sense. Dangerous conspiracy theory. What's dangerous about it?
Well, you're challenging the authority, right? There's nothing of it. It's just BS, total BS. For a long time, you'd look at my YouTube stuff and it would be, I don't think you can see it anymore. I don't know, but for years, it was up there that I was doing a hate speech and I was bullying people. I mean, who am I bullying? Am I bullying the most powerful people on the planet that have the most rich, the richest people? Maybe I'm going out against them because I'm pointing out that they're doing pedophilia and human trafficking and
Yeah,
genocide.
but they're
I mean,
doing, they have air cover at Davos. So how could you possibly be a threat to them?
that's who I'm bullying. I'm not bullying the average person. I'm like pro love to the average person. I'm trying to get the average person to protect themselves and to save themselves and get these people who are attacking them off of their backs. So I'm a bully. I'm a bully to those people. And that is just absurd. That's not, journalists speak truth to power. Period. End of story. That's my role. That's your role. That's what we do. And they're trying to neuter all of us. They've already neutered the mainstream media. They're completely neutered. They're done. They've been done for a long time. And now they're going after us. And it didn't work at first. And now they're trying other methods. YouTube is pretty stupid because they lost a huge market share by getting rid of people like us, right? They
Yeah.
know that. And so now these other platforms are springing up and people are looking for us. You by shutting you down, They lost a large market. They lost whatever you had. But then they replace it with people like Tucker Carlson. I'm sorry, he has some really good stuff that he does, but I think it's the first phase of that psychological thing that you're talking about, because it makes no sense. These things make no sense, because why isn't he censored like I'm censored? It just makes no sense. He's promoted. He has like 4 to 5 million views per video on YouTube, and when right next to my name, because I still have stuff, I put sparingly what I'll put up there. His stuff is up there on the side right after mine. I mean, they are promoting him, and I'm telling you, there's something odd here with all this. With David Icke, what he's coming out with, I think is right on. What's
This
going
is
on
what's
with
he
Alex
saying.
Jones? He's saying the
What's
mainstream, ma'am, he calls it the mainstream alternative media, that he's right on. He says the hard sell didn't work. The hard sell, it was too obvious. So now they're doing this soft sell, is what he calls it. But I think the way you're framing it is better than the way he's framing it. Yours is the best I've heard so far, in that because you're just tying it back to your, you have a PhD in psychology. You taught at a university, for crying out loud. You really know, and you've been studying this and media for decades. And so you're watching that application in media and you're applying it. And so your explanation of how they take people from slowly take them, I think that's what they're doing. And he had a more simplistic way of defining exactly what you're saying that the average person would understand. It's a soft sell, is what it is. But the soft sell is going to lead us to the exact same place that the hard sell was meant to lead us to. It's going to be the same outcome.
Well, I think they're just trying to keep the rebellion levels under control where they can manage it. I think that's their goal. And until they get their lockdowns in, once they have control of the food supply, once they have control of your money, they control where you live, how far you can travel. Once that smart city concept comes in, they don't need to worry about rebellion because they'll just starve you to death.
Our biggest defense is what the no comply, but our biggest defense is getting this
Agree.
information out there and making people aware, creating alternatives to their system and not complying. Because what you're describing is exactly what they're trying to do. I know it's Orwellian, and know it seems out of the average person's Overton window. It's so out there. It's how are human beings this evil, right? But they are. There's a group that really are. And we just can't. We saw it with COVID, for crying out loud. We lived through it. They are not above doing any of thing. I mean, they'll do that. We already know what line they'll do it all, and they're going to.
I don't think there's any line for them, but I think they're acting with due purpose, like I said, so as not to inflame things. we're getting, if you look at like the biblical version of the Antichrist appears in the midst of a huge crisis, but he calms everything down. And then all of a sudden, halfway through the tribulation, all hell breaks loose. And I think this is the same kind of model they're using. Let's pacify, we'll let Dave Hodges appear, even if we'll morph his content using AI. We'll have look like complete normality, and they'll try to scale down the level of threats. So if someone would bring out an 8 with a threat level with you, maybe they'd prefer to keep it at a 5. Enough to keep you interested to follow their message, but not enough to cause you to freak out and react. And I think this is exactly what they're doing. In psychology, when we treat phobias and things like this, we call that process desensitization, where you progressively get someone used to a stimulus over time. And I think this is what they're doing. And they're really conditioning us for CBDC. I mean, tokenizing, like Citibank is tokenizing their bank accounts, JP Morgan is. So they're really moving forward with things on multiple levels. And Sarah, the thing I discovered, it's not just the brainwashing. They're going after every aspect of our lives.
Yep, they are. And I the sad part is we get to see it firsthand, right? We're getting beat up, and we've been trying to scream at the top of our lungs that this is what's going on. And I think we're at the precipice. I think we could win this war that we're in, but we need people to wake up and not fall to these games that they're playing. And I just see too many people falling for this game. And the people who used to fight for it, that seem like they were fighting, are falling for it. And I don't know.
Are you
I don't
talking
know.
famous alternative media figures?
Famous alternative media figures, they're falling for it. And I think maybe they just don't care. I don't know. Maybe they were always, I doesn't make sense. I don't know. Maybe they don't want to lose their they don't want to lose their channel, so that they're just saying, whatever, I'm just going to go with it. I got my money. I want to keep going with it.
Well,
But yeah, there it's obvious.
what I would do if I ever got YouTube back, I would go personal growth and development, how to respond with resilience, because people are going to need skills to fight. But I wouldn't do anything political. I'd just talk about how you prep for what's going on. But on the other channels, then I'll just tell you really what's going on.
That's what I'm trying to do more of. My vanilla shows will go up on YouTube. Anything that's more challenging, it's not going up there.
You got to remember, your content's being judged by a high school graduate with purple hair and a nose ring. So, what do you think their level of sophistication in evaluating your material? So, you damn well better keep it simple and away from the New World Order if you want to last on YouTube, unless you're Tucker. And do you think they're keeping Tucker around? Some people think Tucker's compromised now. I think they're keeping Tucker around to recapture some of the market share that they lost. And it's easier just to have one person doing it than letting 1,000 do it like you and me.
I don't, it's frustrating from our perspective, because what's the difference, you know? But he doesn't go as deep as we do, but he is saying and bringing on some really good people. I forwarded that show to you, with the guy that talked about how deep this control structure is with the intelligence agencies, and that was really good. At the end, I was kind of like, ah, there's the propaganda at the end of why it was happening. But what he was sharing was phenomenal. And Tucker's allowed to air that on YouTube and everywhere else. You know, he's allowed to air these things that the rest of us aren't. So why? Why is he? I did a thing. I mean, Alex Jones is now being allowed on Twitter to just go, and the rest of us are still censored. I mean, we were on there, but you know, people don't. If I have 25% more followers on Twitter than I do on Instagram, but on Instagram I get about 10 times the view count on my posts than I do on Twitter or X. And Twitter and X have a lot more users, so you know they're messing with me big time. And that's what's happening across the board. And I think people are tired of hearing about this censorship. Oh, they're taking care of it. They're taking care of it.
Who's taking
And
care of it? There ain't no one taking care of it.
that's the whole thing. You know, Missouri versus Biden, or the Tucker Carlson coming out, or the Twitter, you know, Elon Musk is saving us, all these. It's worse, or it's not any better than it ever was. I think they're actually cracking down on it, right? It's getting worse. They're just doing it in softer ways. And then the average person is just tired of the topic. But they don't understand that this topic is what this inf we're really are in an information war. This topic is extremely, there's a reason why it's the First Amendment. It is extremely important. You know, that what do they say about an idea? An idea whose time has come can't be stopped. You know, ideas are the most powerful things that exist, and they want to stop these ideas. They want to keep the Overton window, you know, really small and controlled. They do not want anybody out of that Overton window. They want to keep you back.
Well, that's why they go for the mass surveillance. Right now, as we speak, AI is measuring how long people are staying on. Right now, this moment. And it's part of someone's profile. You know, I was told it like this. In psychology, there's a test called the MMPI. It's about 440 questions, 16 scales, scores on various aspects of your personality. And then you get an aggregate score for functioning. I've been told the NSA, and this goes back 20 years, Sarah. I was told by someone from the NSA that we have something similar to the MMPI, but they're measuring you on things like trait compliance for authoritarianism, that kind of thing. And so they measure you in terms, are you moldable? And I said, where do you think this is going? And I said this 22 years ago, and I already knew where it was going. And he said, Dave, they want to reduce the population. You know that. So he said, what criteria they're going to use? They're going to keep the most compliant sheep in the barn, and they're going to put everybody outside and massacre them. And he said, that's what's coming. And this is a guy from the NSA telling me this.
Gosh, yeah. And the eugenicists, I'm not going to be talking about eugenicists being good guys, but the eugenicists, if they had their way, they would keep the smartest, most effective people, right? That's what they were about. What's happening now is it's going to who will serve us the best.
I'm contemplating that. I think
Because
you're
that's
probably
what.
right. I think you're right.
Because they used to be about, we want to create the superior race. Now they're not about that. They're like, well, maybe they are in their own
No,
elite circles.
the transhumanism is their superior race.
Yeah. And then, so in their elite circles, maybe, and who they mate with and who they lift up. Okay. They are doing that. But the rest of the people will be that sheep. Because it's obvious what we've been experienced the last 4 years. That there is a major push to crush people like us. I mean, it's relentless. I can't
Yeah.
tell you how many journalists and people and doctors and anybody that speaks out who and brilliant people. I mean, people who are like, God, these people should be revered. They should be at the top of their profession, and their licenses are stripped, their bank accounts are
Sure.
removed. It's like it's the opposite. If I was a manager society, I'd be like, these people are re should be revered, but these are the people who are being crushed, and it's because they challenge their authority and
Yes.
their this agenda.
No, you're saying it perfectly. And it starts with the brainwashing. Sarah, I'm going to need to break real quick to fix. Okay, here we go.
Recording without this.
Okay. I think we're good. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm having some technical issues on my end. Second day in a row. Maybe I'm being messed with. It always happens when I interview Doug Thornton. Oh boy. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, yeah. I'm getting better, but you can hear it in my voice and you can hear it in my lungs. Still struggling a little bit, but you know what? Evil doesn't take a day off, and neither can I. So, Sarah, I wonder how far they're going to take this. And do you have a sense of a timetable? I'm getting one. I wonder if you have one.
Well, they've advertised, 2025 will be a big
Sure.
year. 2030 will be a big year. They're really ramping up. So what are we looking at? I honestly don't know how much they're going to do by 2025 and how much they're going to do by 2030. But those are 2 key years of when they plan to having serious things done.
My biblical scholar friends, like Derek Gilbert, he thinks we're really close to the beginning of the tribulation, and they may be limited by that time frame if Derek is correct. And Derek's been really accurate on a lot of things, so I think that they're fighting the timetable too. Don't you think that?
I think they have this idea that they have to do things in a certain time frame. I think it has to do too with the cycles of humanity. And I get some refreshing information from biblical scholars who look at different writings and different things beyond the Bible. There's a lot of biblical scholars who have looked at not everything was added into the Bible. There's, in fact, most stuff wasn't back then. They picked and choose. And some of the gives you hope is that the apocalypse, some of the biblical scholars that I've talked to says the apocalypse really means lifting the veil, and that it's about humanity waking up and understanding what's going on. And to me, that's a hopeful message, is that, and they don't want that to happen. They don't want, so another version isn't like us all dying and all this. It's a us lifting the veil and starting to understand what's happening and changing it. And that's to them the end of their world and the beginning of something better. And I think they're trying to capture that before that happens. Because they see it, it's obvious. That is what's going on. There's a fight going on to keep people unaware, and the other people are fighting to get them to be aware.
Yeah, I agree.
And yeah.
I totally agree. I think that's true. I think they're attacking some areas. They're not doing this unilaterally. They're attacking some areas harder than others. The free speech is the big one right now because if they can't shut us up and keep us from changing belief systems, then what they're doing is going to fall apart. Klaus Schwab has even come out and had public temper tantrums that the alternative media is ruining what we're doing. He has said that.
He's such an evil, perfect evil
He's a
villain.
Nazi.
And the fact that he says that is actually helping our cause. You know, it's like, go ahead, Klaus, say that as loud and as wide as you can because you're helping us.
Well, how about
But
John Kerry? How about John Kerry?
what did he say
In
recently?
October, and he just repeated it. I'll have to paraphrase it because I don't have it in front of me. But he said farming accounts for a whole lot of CO2, and it's really,
Oh,
really bad. And
gosh.
we better get started on, listen to this, depopulation in earnest. He used the word depopulation October and January. We want to
I
kill
don't.
you. We want to kill you. That's what he's saying.
They're so brazen. They're not even trying. There's a group of people who follow them like sheep. And they are their warriors, their soldiers of they really believe that we have a people problem. We do have a pollution problem. We don't have a CO2 problem. We have animals that could be going extinct, things like that. It's because of how we're
That's normal
mismanaging the heck out.
cycle, but it's normal cycle. Animals have gone extinct since before the Industrial Revolution.
But it's the overhunting and things like that. But if with their resources and their money, if they focus their efforts on the things that are important and not CO2, we could solve all this. We wouldn't have these problems. And instead, they're focusing on way they're depop they're focusing on depopulation and CO2 as a control mechanism for their new world order. The CO2 is total hogwash. It's total BS. And they're using it as a control mechanism. If they cared about CO2, you'd be seeing them plant trees all over the place. It would just take care of the problem. Thing is that we don't even have a CO2 problem. When you look at the science, the CO2 levels are below what it needs to be for
Yeah.
our consumption. It's not for the plant life. It's ridiculous.
Well, Bill Gates, and we have 18% sun less sunlight now because of his chemtrailing programs.
Yeah, the
And
geoengineering, it's incredible. And I've had young people go and people because we have some heat waves up here in my area of the neck of the woods, as they say it. But in the Midwest, I'm in the Twin Cities and Minnesota. And I've had people say, young ones say, and people don't say that global warming isn't real. You know, and I just look at them and say, you know, I tell them about the chart that the last 100 years is that it's been hotter the last 9,900 years of the past 10,000 years. So only the past 100 years is what they're looking at. And so 9,900 years have been hotter than it is today. So that just totally debunks the whole global warming thing. But the other thing is that I tell them is that geoengineering is very real. So you combine those two things and their whole argument is bunk. But these young people are being taught in colleges and universities that is real. And so then they see it being hotter because of geoengineering or the cycles or where the sun is. And there's all these different reasons why it's warmer. And they think it's real. That's what our university is so stupid. I keep seeing these arguments, but human beings aren't very smart. And I don't know what this, I mean, the fact that they're so easily manipulated. I was in line at the post office this morning to mail something and somebody still had a mask on. You know, it's
I
just
know. I hear you. I remember watching an old Canada Camera rerun, and it was probably played in the 90s with the old Alan Funk show from the 60s. And they had these guys get on an elevator. Okay. And so these guys, and they were all Confederates. And so they would turn and face the back of the elevator. So the next person getting on would see nothing but their butts. So they would get on, and the person's looking around. What are they doing? And so what he did was he just turned in the direction and stood the same way as everybody else.
And there wasn't a door there. Because I mean, I could see
Yeah,
us turning because there's a
there
door on
wasn't a
both
door.
sides. Because once in time, it, but go ahead.
And then the elevator comes to a stop, and then the people turn around like a military unit, okay? And this guy's looking, well, he decided, okay, well, I'll turn around too. It was hilarious.
But
And they
that's
did
the
it.
ash experiment. That's the ash
Yeah,
experiment.
it is. It absolutely is. The other thing that they're doing too, though, is they're doing a lot of Milgram. And Milgram did that experiment in the 60s at Yale where he told people that, trying to think how he put it. Okay. You had a guy who was giving a fake memory test to a Confederate, and the guy would purposely miss the answer. And they were measuring the effects of negative reinforcement. So they would shock the guy. Okay. And that was the experiment. But then you could see on the meter, the shocking levels got up to lethal levels and they were labeled. And they said, that's incorrect. 250 volts, please. And then they would move them up the scale. And then pretty soon this guy's screaming in the other room. You can hear him. They can't see him. And he's going, help me, help me. My heart, my heart. You must continue. If you do not continue, we'll have to discontinue the experiment. And that was the only pressure they were allowed to put in the experiment. So Milgram said when he started the study, he thought 1% would go all the way and purposely put someone to death based on the orders of the lab technician only. No gun to his head, no nothing. No, what he found was 65% of the people did it. And you know
And
what?
that,
He got fired for this
why?
experiment. He got
Well, he
fired
did? I didn't know he got fired. Why did, what was the reasoning for their firing?
because he did harm. And that was such BS because he offered free counseling to anyone who'd been in the experiment. He said this was just an experiment. They mailed a letter, explained it, and said, if you're having any guilt or second thoughts, please contact my office. We'll arrange for free therapy for you. He did everything responsibly. He went to work at another Ivy League school. I think it was Princeton. No, it was Harvard. And he went to work at another Ivy League school. And he didn't live much longer. He died 2 years after that. I think the
Oh.
CIA came after him. And here's another thing I remember seeing. The Milgram experiment was 1963. Okay, I remember watching PBS when I was a kid. It was probably 14, 13 years later, and they said, this is the first TV display of the Milgram experiment. That's how suppressed it was. That's how much they,
Wow.
that's how, talking about censorship, and they showed the little clip that I just described. Help me, my
Yeah,
heart,
I've seen that.
let me out
Yeah.
of here. Well, that was a 15-year delay where they didn't let the, yeah,
Wow.
I'm telling you, the
That.
CIA took a, well, the CIA did mind control experiments at Yale. That's where
Well,
they
the
found
C.
Jose Delgado.
Jose Delgado, who's considered the godfather of mind control, he was taken over in the black ops and did stuff. But when he died, he came out, well, before he died on his deathbed, he said, we were doing stuff we never should have done. And that's coming from a guy who said that he believed that we have no right to our own mind. He believed that we have no right to our own mind and that soldiers will eventually be robots and we won't, I mean, we just don't have, that's a fallacy. We don't have a right to our, so the guy that said that at the end of his life is saying we were doing things that we should not have done.
I know.
So what does that mean? Somebody who's that far off coming, you know, going that far in the other direction.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you what I think the answer is because we're coming up on the end. And I want to get your response too. So let me give you my ideas and then you build on that because you've spent more time in this than I have. But I think that there's going to come a time. I have my own TV platform for a reason. It's not my biggest platform, but it's the one that will be the last one taken down. Because I control it. And I think that people will need to eventually forsake Google, websites, YouTube. I think they're going to have to forsake all of this to maintain any perspective of truth. I would say stay in the Word of God, because that will never alter. AI wants to rewrite the Bible, and that's from the World Economic Forum. But I think that if people get out of the mainstream and alternative media as this thing really unfolds over the next year and a half, they're going to have a good perspective on what's going on. They're going to be able to stay away from being totally deluded. What's your answer to this?
I think that we're going to end up going to low-tech ways of, you know, we used to communicate with newsletters, paper, and people
Yeah.
talking on the streets and the churches and congregations, we're going to have to move towards a different environment. But we didn't get into the really deep tech stuff that they can do with Neuralink. Neuralink, I don't think is, I think that's the shiny selling point, trying to get people to understand that if you mess with read people's minds, because they can read your mind now and control a mouse with your
Yeah, that's
mind and
true.
all this
Yeah,
stuff.
that's right.
And I think that's the shiny sell for helping disabled people, because those are good things, help disabled people, help people be able to see again.
That's the
But they don't
excuse.
tell you the flip side of that. I mean, that's a positive thing. The flip side of it is actually being able to control your mind. They're mapping out the whole mind. They have the Mind Project. They understand. And this is what I told you before we got on, and we didn't dive into it that much, but we live in a math matrix, right? And this might be out of a lot of people's Overton window, but I really hope people start to understand. Sherry Edwards is like, we are living in a math matrix, and she's been documented. She has over 500,000 data points just with health. Health is only one part of it. We got communications, we got energy, we got all these. The entire universe is a math matrix. They understand that. They're mapping it out, and they want to work with it directly. They want to get right to the source and manipulate. That's how they're doing the speed of light, faster than the speed of light. That's how they're taking a spaceship, for example, and moving it from one point to another point instantaneously, because they're working directly with the matrix. That's what they're shooting on doing. That's what, when you're seeing, you put those night goggles on and you're seeing that kind of activity. And what scares me is as they figure out, when Neo says, what is this matrix? That is a wonderful question. That's the real question. What is this that we're in? And how far along are they at understanding how to tap directly into that? Once they have that mastered, the only thing that can save us is God. I mean, honestly, I mean, that
Yeah,
is,
I agree with you.
we have to come up with our, that's why I'm all about innovation this year. I want to focus on innovation, because we need to innovate to protect ourselves and to come up with, they're using the frequencies. We need the frequencies to heal ourselves and to protect ourselves. And we need the scientists to step forward and figure this stuff out, because the only way that we're going to stay safe and free is to be able to combat it with the level of sophistication that they're going at us with. Because you can't fight tanks and nuclear weapons with bows and arrows.
Yeah, as Joe Biden said, my F-15 is bigger than your M-15, AR-15. Yeah, I know. What a dumbass president would say that. One with dementia that can't stand trial for his felonies. Anyway, tell people how they can follow you.
Go to sarahwestell.com and sign up for my newsletter, because I also am at sarahwestell.substack.com. That's the one place that isn't censoring right now for me that I've seen.
Yeah.
And also Bastion isn't censoring me either. Those are the places that are like, okay, I'm free here. So if you sign up for my
Yeah.
newsletter, you'll automatically be signed up for my Substack, and you'll get notifications. And just please do that. Sarahwestell.com is my home base. And I have it housed outside this country. I have it secure with somebody who's used to protecting whistleblowers. And it's going to be as safe as if you can get.
I
I
hear
mean,
you.
they're going to figure out how to get around that stuff. But if you have direct access to the internet, you can at least get to my website. And I think we just have to keep pushing forward. Keep your phrase about enslaving. What do you say? Freeing one
Bring
enslaved mind
America
at a
one
time.
enslaved mind at a time, yeah.
That's exactly what we need to do.
Yeah, I hope so. Sarah, it's always a pleasure to have you on. I hope people will take this and say, okay, and what I'm being told is the truth. Does it match my spiritual dimensions? Does it match what I know to be true about life? Use some reality testing, folks, because AI foolery is in effect right now.
That's
Sarah,
right.
we'll see you later. Thanks so much. God bless you.
Thank you so much.